J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Just as the sun, her moods are frightening, and I'm pretty sure that soon we'll be done. I wanna catch her, but I can't slow her down. Slips through my fingers like a symptom of the wind. And though I keep on knocking, she never lets me in. But I don't mind so much as long as I can sing. I wanna catch her, but I can't slow her down.
up, Medford?
Hi, team.
Is this on?
That's not so sorry.
Don't apologize for tunes.
You're right. I would never. Can you hear me? Let me see.
Perhaps. I can. Can you do a check?
Hello? Check, check. 1, 2.
I think so.
Can I? Let me see this one.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's here. It's just your little mic.
It's okay. Here, we're going to switch the situation. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take number two, Jazz. No, don't take this
number
one.
Number two's over?
It's over yonder.
Mm. What was that? Four is a no-go. Okay.
What's up?
Coming at a hot 6:06 and 32 seconds. This is DJ Libretti World Peace, and you're listening to 91.0. I'm sorry, I have other people here.
It's okay.
So my bad.
Just finished.
No, I refuse.
This is DJ Manny B.
Thank you.
Just DJ.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM Demo FM Medford Test Freeform Radio. Bird watching. I let you take the lead on
Thanks,
that one.
Babe.
Tweet, tweet. Oh, perfect.
Jazz.
We have a minorly, not chaotic, but perhaps odd energy this evening.
I've had one of the oddest days because objectively so many horrible things have happened, but my attitude just keeps bouncing back for some reason.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Would you like to recount your horrendous day for us?
I could recount some of it, but it's just too much to count. Okay, so first wake up, I'm like, I'm gonna do laundry. Then.
Does laundry get done?
Laundry. I put laundry in the washing machine last night. I was like, I'll just change it over in the morning.
Someone took it out.
No one took it out.
Oh.
Our washing machine was broken, so my laundry was sitting in a puddle of dampness all night, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Then I had to put it through the dryer twice. So now I'm $8 out and I don't even know if my clothes are clean.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
Well, the good news between your house and my house is my washer works and your dryer works. So we have two functioning machines. So we each can do 8 of us. Oh, I guess 16 of us can do one load of wash successfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we totally
can. I also have working machines and it's free.
Will you have free laundry in your home?
I do.
Jasmine, this is a game changer.
When she has free laundry.
We have swipe access to WMFO Studios, but Jasmine has free laundry.
Who is the winner?
You decide.
Please call in. Anyway, what else bad happened? Oh, I had a nasty customer service experience with a undisclosed retailer for an undisclosed person's birthday that's coming up.
Not Jasmine's,
in case perhaps my father is listening.
Mm-mm.
So I got heated on the phone with poor Sandra this morning, and it's not her fault, you know? I realized that after I yelled at her. Just no control.
Sandra, I'm actually a really nice person,
yeah.
And you've just seen all my flaws. You know what my mom likes to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know who knows I'm a flawed person?
What?
Every customer service representative I've ever spoken to.
Yeah, she really, I texted my siblings after. I was like, I'm so sweaty and angry right now. And my brother's like, that's so many emotions. And I was like, you're right, sweat is an emotion now. and then I was in biostats and my entire pencil case exploded on the floor. But there's a collective 60 person throughout the room, and I was
no.
It was like, don't worry everyone, it's okay.
Turns bright wet, turns point wet.
I was so
white excessively.
Wet. My sweat emotion was popping off once again. And then I was doing a problem set and I didn't understand any of it. I just felt useless, but attitude kept bouncing back. So
okay.
Anyway, here we are.
I had a Spanish presentation today about a similarly misfortunate fellow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think his first name was Alvaro. I forget, though. But his last name was definitely Cabeza de Vaca. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Well, my main man's Cabeza came over from Spain in 1527. I gave all this information in Spanish, so doing it really in front of not that our listeners are no
Whoa.
Audience, but no... physically present in that nobody that's inhabiting my same space in English is a lot easier to do. Anyway, yes. So Mayman's Cabeza comes over with 600 men.
Wow.
A year and a half later, after like trekking through like present day DR, Cuba, Florida, Tampa Bay. I had to say that.
Tampa.
He ends up with just four of the original people in southern Texas. So
to end up in southern Texas
with four out of 600. Yeah.
That's rough.
It's an L. I would call that an L. But he, you know, he actually did really well for himself. Really, it was a spiritual journey from there on.
Thumpa. F funnel. Wow. Well, that inspired me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jasmine, how's your day?
My day was pretty good. I had one class. It was kind of boring. I almost fell asleep, but it's fine. Finished two problem sets. You know, distributed some prints I made.
Oh, now we're here. Jasmine is an artiste, if you didn't know.
Support your local artists.
Yeah. Here. On broadcast and on paper.
Correct.
Yeah. It was a good day. I'm trying to plan my 21st birthday party.
What? Don't tell all the listeners, or you might have just like at least 11 people show up.
If anyone has any venue suggestions,
send them.
Slide
into my DMs.
That was where one of our Alpha Phi formals was. It was quite a fun event.
Was it easy? Were they lax with?
Literally carried minors out who were holding drinks.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A lot of somber kiddos that night.
Perhaps not then.
But not me and Tommy. Tommy, my mystery, and I were just popping off all night.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Tommy,
yeah.
Who?
Oh, yeah, that was... Wait, no, I wasn't.
No, you were not. That was our semi.
Yeah. Another option was, Jazz was like, do I get a party bus? Do I make it wig themed? And I was like...
I need to have a good theme.
If the venue is in Davis Square... perhaps we don't get a party bus, we cut back on like that expenditure and we just make cardboard boxes and the person in front gets to drive the bus and everyone else just tags along and holds on to people's shoulders on the way to Davis.
So it will be a party train.
Okay, so the people of Medford can't see my face right now, but I am in awe by this proposition, and I would love to facilitate such an adventure.
Just so you know, the guest list is upwards of 96 people.
Just a 96-person bus.
Party train. Through
out of cardboard.
Yep. The train will probably go from the venue all the way back to Tufts. That would be funny.
Whoa, that is so exciting. Okay.
While we meditate on that,
yeah,
I'd like to play a song.
Please. What are we looking at?
No. It's somewhere.
Bayana.
Green by K-A-I-N-A. Kaina?
Okay.
Kayana? All right. I think this is the one I had in mind.
Here we go.
If not.
Sky could be blue.
Ooh.
Wish can be. Grass could be green. Green too. And my love the same as them. The facts. It's true. It's true. Sky could be blue. Of me lives in the sand.
could be green, green too. And my love the same as them. They're facts, it's true, it's true. Sky could be blue as can be. Grass could be green, green too. And my love the same as them. They're facts, it's true, it's true.
Sure.
One, two, four. You're right. That song came on my Discover Weekly, and I was tray thankful.
I love when Discover Weekly just, like, pops off. Like, it doesn't often happen.
I need to look at my Discover Weekly more.
I listen, like, every week, and, like, you might find one every other week.
Yeah, no, I this week was really good, actually.
That's so great.
I think I also, like, it led me in a bunch of other directions. I got a solid, like, I think I'm ready to make, like, a fall playlist for, like, what I've been listening to this fall.
Yeah, that's important. It is October freaking 8th. Like, where did days 1 through 8 go of this month? I don't know.
I really don't know.
Where did days, like, 1 through 40 of this school year go? I don't
know.
Dude,
yeah, that... deep. We were sweating through nowhere.
I'm still sweating.
Like, so we were talking about how I think sweating as an emotion is the most brilliant thing.
It is.
Who said that?
My brother.
Not me.
Oh yeah.
Well, I said I was pissed and sweaty, and Alex said so many emotions.
Alex, big emotion guy over here.
Huge emotion guy. It's also just a big radio night for the Bank family, so I don't know if Alex is listening because he's got his radio show and at 8 to 9 tonight. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is it the first week for them?
No.
Oh.
They're always 8 to 9 on Tuesdays.
Wow, maybe I'll put it on later.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I will, Alex. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will.
That's Rachel and my classic pre-pub playlist as we go to bed at 9.
Yeah, pre-pub, set in quotation marks, mm-hmm. as a man and I snuggle in.
Are you pubbing tonight?
Nay. I don't do that.
I mean, like, I want to see, so Mia, my housemate Mia, homegirl Mia, honestly, I was gassing Mia as I was cooking bacon today.
She's awesome.
She's great, yeah.
I saw her boyfriend's birthday is today.
It is.
I saw him in the science and engineering complex, also known as the SEC.
Big 22.
Uh-huh. And I was like, and he like gave me a peace sign. And then I was like, what's up, Matt? And then I was like, wait, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And he like got so embarrassed. Oh. I was like, I barely know you. I'm so sorry.
I wish he started to sing, honestly.
Oh, what a humble dude. But yeah.
He's getting, in celebration of his 22nd birthday, he's going to enjoy himself at the pub thoroughly.
Aww.
Yeah, that's his plan. And Mia's gonna stand by and watch.
Good.
And I sort of like wanted to, I sort of also wanted to stand by and watch because I don't think I think that would be hilarious.
For sure. But that would require you to be at the pub.
But yes.
Speaking of the pub, I just got an are you going to the pub text.
Oh, Jasmine, are you going to the pub?
It's that hour.
I think it's a no from me.
That sounded tentative.
No.
No. Jasmine says things that she deeply means in the most subtle of voices, and that's how she gets away with a lot of shit.
you've exposed me.
Maybe not tonight. There's also boys club soccer intramural game. Would you want to go with me to that after my TDC?
At Kaora?
My TDC is 8 to 9, so we could bop over after for, like, 30 minutes.
You mean you and Jasmine's TDC is at 8 to 9?
Yes.
Yeah, like, thinking about dropping, but I don't think I should.
She just said the same thing to me, and I said...
Want to drop?
No!
Wait, we'll debrief just, like, in the intermission. I don't want anyone's feelings to be hurt.
Yeah,
well, we
sorry.
Can also talk about it on the live radio airwaves. Let's see how many people we have. Okay. I don't want, like, people to really hear my reasoning.
Okay,
Yes.
Like, I haven't gone yet, and I'm already dreading going.
I went once, and it was really fun. It's just, I don't know if I'm a person.
Whoa! We have 20 listeners, guys!
Okay, we're not talking about this right now. We'll continue to banter.
I love TDC.
Wait, no, I don't even think that half the people probably know what TDC is, A. But B, we should talk about something more interesting before we lose some of our people. I think this is the most people that we've ever had listening. Okay,
I'm so excited. Did you put any kind of PSA on any kind of social media?
On my family, my family group chat that's titled important. Philly Fam. I'm sorry, team, but it's on Do Not Disturb.
You should probably change it to like bird watching fan club.
So We have big movements being made in the studio today. Tweet, tweet.
Big sweats.
Big
sweats. Big. We're sweating deeply out here. Yeah.
Okay, wait. So I have an important question now that we have so many listeners, and I invite any listeners in the greater Medford area to call in if they are listening, or in the greater Philly area if that's where you reside. But
or in the greater area of the Philippines where Jasmine's parents are, but it's 6:28 a.m. there, so probably not.
I think they're awake.
Yikes. Okay, what's your question?
What are your takes on the crossbody fanny pack?
I prefer them around the waist.
Interesting.
A traditional woman.
Where fanny packs are supposed to go. Also, it just, like, the straps are too short, and, like, it feels kind of...
You feel like restricted.
I feel restricted if it goes around.
Interesting.
The shoulder. And it looks
Do off. You feel like a European man when you wear one around your waist? Like, with skinny jeans, sneakers, and a Vespa?
Things that make you go,
I do not. I thought you were going to say, do you feel like a European man when you wear it around your, like, crossbody?
No, I feel like that's a European.
That's a very hype-beast European.
No, no, like a non-ironic, non-fashionable European man who has their, like...
No, I feel more like a mom. My mom used to wear fanny packs all the time.
Aw. I think she was wearing one when she moved you in. I think it was Lululemon.
I wouldn't be surprised. Probably.
Dawson's like, yeah, that's her.
I know Beans is big into the crossbody fanny pack.
I do. I'm a fan. But someone just posts on their Snapchat story.
Oh.
They're like, enough of the fanny pack over the crossbody situation. And that, I didn't realize people had really strong hatred toward this.
But it makes sense. Like, it's like a tiny backpack that you just, you know, like, wrap. That's the
you
most,
just sauce
like...
sauce it on the front.
See, I like the, like, biking.
Did that have to be bleeped out? Beep. Name of your next beep tape.
Beep tape. Strap it on the
front.
We
have 20 listeners.
Whoa!
Sauce it in the front. Sauce it in the front.
I'm sorry, I just went really explicit there.
Sorry. First and second and last time on this show.
Yeah, no, the last time Jizzy J was here was 7 a.m.
Last time, well, like, wake up. Three takers for the 7 a.m. grind. That is dedication to the bird watching.
Wait, I went sort of bird watching.
Did you?
This weekend, yeah.
Oh, and the fells?
Yeah.
Very nice. I've been meaning to go out there.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I saw one of those, like, heron thingies. Those, you know, those species with wings?
Birds?
Yeah, those. Nice.
Cool. Ever heard of them?
Perhaps.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's all the only really question I had for the fans tonight, and no one called in. So.
I have things I can say about Haruki Murakami.
Please.
But I'd like to leave the listeners on edge, so let's play a song and then do a PSA, and then we'll get back to a potential Nobel Prize winner this year.
Whoa. And please call in if you have any venue recommendations.
But don't actually come to Jasmine's party. That's you're not invited.
I just want the rec.
Or if you manage any locations, you never know.
You never know.
That's true.
Our high quality streamers out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but
I just want to, like, preface the story by saying that when Jasmine's first, like, I have my 21st coming up. I was like, you're welcome to my basement. And she's like, no, thank you.
Wait, also, the series of events was I told Mandy that we were throwing down for Jasmine's birthday. And then she goes, in my basement? As if I were inviting myself to have someone else's birthday in her basement, whom neither of us live there. She was just happily accepting.
I love hosting.
She was like, can I come? Anyway,
Scott Bank just said, I shouldn't share my father's last name, but he just said, species with wings, period. Classic libretti. It's a pleasure to have you here, Scott.
I enjoy you to no end, Scotty. And
we'll see
that,
you this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I can't
He's
wait.
He's coming. Okay, here's Jasmine's song.
Wicka, wicka, wah.
Where the angels fear to tread by Disclosure.
Other species with wings. Angels. Timo.
We back. That was an excellent song. Thank you, Jazz.
Yeah, that was such a good vibe.
Also, my father was okay with his last name being shared on the airwaves.
Oh, okay.
So that was good.
Scotty loves the fans.
He's like, lives for the fans. Hey, Scotty, do you want to come into the studio this weekend?
Oh, yes.
You don't have to answer right now, but just think about it.
I can hear you saying, heck yeah, Mandy, yeah, dude.
Saw you, Scott. I couldn't hear the difference. Okay. Numbers to think about. World.
I'm simply not putting in any of these songs.
What did Scott just say? Was listening to first part of show in office while also on conference call, so couldn't easily write. Oh, because he was typing slowly.
Oh, I see.
Yes, 3 exclamation points. He wants to come. Okay, we'll try to schedule you and Scott.
I think my mom has to come too.
Oh my God, that would be an electric time in the studio.
It may be an all Hebrew playlist. She's really into like this dude right now who's plays Hebrew. All Hebrew music. Also, it's called Nidra. Shout out to all my Jews who are fasting tomorrow.
Shout out to Marvin, my grandfather, who texted all the kids. I've never once fasted. I'm not bar
You're
mitzvahed.
Not. Bat.
Bat mitzvahed. I really tried to do the right
guess. Yeah, yep, you paused. It's okay.
And he said, as they say, have an easy fast. In any case, have a nice holiday.
They say have an easy fast, but bitches don't mean it. Like, they're like, you best be hungry all day. That's the whole point of the holiday. Like...
Sad, but I still love the sentiment from Poppy, you know?
Yeah.
He's just looking out for me as I eat all day tomorrow. But I'll be cognizant of my eating tomorrow.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think you can definitely get the effects of fasting without starving yourself.
Maybe.
Yeah. You're also supposed to, like, was I talking to you about this?
Maybe.
No.
No.
Like, not brush your teeth? No, I was talking to Sarah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like, no, nothing should come in contact with your mouth.
Right. So, like, no agua.
Sad.
I would literally pass out.
So are you fasting with
my 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. schedule tomorrow?
No.
I say nay.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
Rough.
Sad. I'm thinking. I'm gonna like not eat as much as I would.
Yeah, we could just like be like slow our pace down and be mindful of the life that we have led.
I will not snack between meals.
Hey, don't commit to that yet. If you're hungry, I want you to honor your cravings. Okay, anyway, back to the PSA.
I have another PSA after your
PSA.
Oh,
good. Okay. Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement. Be a Big Brother, Big Sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister ages 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to go to the pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You can also get to be a kid again for just a few hours a month. What? To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS.
Wait, I'm just
online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Thank you for that wholesome content. For those who just turning in,
so
we have
cute.
24 listeners right now.
Oh my god.
And including Razzie, who's freaking abroad. My girl, I miss you to no end. So happy to have you here with us in spirit.
This is too much, everybody. Like, I just...
This is a lot of listeners.
We're overwhelmed with joy.
So much sweat emotion, guys.
Deep sweats.
Deep sweats.
The listenership drops immediately after saying sweat for the 11th time.
Okay, a PSA. Flixbus, a German long-distance busing company, added a new route between Boston and New York City on September 26th, which makes stops at the Tufts Upper Campus Center and Boston South End.
What?
So you could go to New York leaving from Tufts Campus Center.
What?
Say what?
With departing daily from Professor's Row with tickets costing $4.99.
What? Wait, where was this publicized?
$400 or
$4.99? $4.99.
That's unprecedented.
I just found...
They
I don't
both
know,
felt
I don't
like
know
weird values.
If the tickets costing $4.99 are from Campus Center to South End or to New York.
Yeah,
it is unclear. However, there's a bus that stops.
No,
at Tufts
that's
CC.
Incredible.
That's great. Yeah, I just found this article on the Daily.
Yeah. Shout out to Toilet.
Mon Toilet,
Daniel.
Mm.
He's
Mon
like
Toilet, Mama Daniel.
He's big daily energy, that boy.
Oh my God, PGE!
Big daily energy.
Also known as best day ever.
Also known as big beep energy.
Sorry, Jasmine, what were you alluding to there?
Beep.
Okay. That's what I thought I heard.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet energy.
Oh, mon dieu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think about what else these 25 fans need to hear. 24.
Yeah, let's not like overestimate. We don't want to get like bigger than our bootstraps or something. What's the phrase?
No, that felt right.
Okay, cool. Wait, I was going to talk about Haruki Murakami.
Right.
Oh, yes.
But I completely forget what I was going to share about him.
Nobel Prize
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking like a class on him. My mom, he just wrote an article in the New Yorker that I have yet to read. It's about an abandoned cat, which made Lucy Simon tear up when I showed her the article page.
Someone's calling.
Oh, nuggets and cheese. Gosh.
Nuggets and cheese, that's what I was thinking. All right.
Hello? Hello? Oh my god, Razzie?
Wait, put her on.
Ah, hi! Wait, okay, so you can't curse on the air, but I'm gonna put you on so you can chat with the fans. Okay. It's Rachel and Amanda and Jazz, but we're gonna put you on air.
You're coming in live, babe.
I am. What? Wait, okay. Hi, wait, how do I put her on air?
Just,
on
red, yeah, and then flip it up, okay, and you're good to go.
You're on air.
You can.
Hello, Tufts University.
Welcome back.
I'm back, everyone.
It's really a pleasure.
I miss
your voice.
Guys so much. I'm sad. Literally, what?
So you have a good radio voice.
I do, because I think that I sound horrible, though.
No, see, you grow to love it, actually.
Yeah, I love hearing, like, the reverberations of my voice.
Reverberations.
Reverberations. How are you guys? Oh, my God, you guys sound so cool and fun on this radio show. I'm listening every single week now.
It's an illusion. We just sound cool and fun.
You guys, some effing, I didn't cuss. Some effing freshman novice stole my double studio, the best housing luck I've ever gotten my whole life here, and I had to move into an effing tiny single today.
Wait.
I swear to you, this little snake would be like getting it from me.
Razzie,
like,
you I never failed to provide the tea, but can we get a little more backstory?
Yeah, okay, so Razzie's abroad right now in France. It sounds like some kind of small freshman, perhaps male, has taken her studio apartment. That's what I've gathered thus far. Please elaborate.
Hijacked, bamboozled.
Oh. Wait, he? Question mark?
No, she.
She.
But anyways, the double studios are just, like, laid. Like, the layout is so messed up. It's like you have to walk through someone's room to use the bathroom, and it's like they, like, if they,
that's
like,
heinous.
Throw up or, like, poop, it's, like, all of that smell's going right into my room. And I'm like, you know, I don't know this girl named Daria, and I don't really care to, and she's a freshman.
Careful what you say, Razzie, because Daria might be listening. We have 25 listeners.
We just have a huge public these days. We really don't know what to do with ourselves.
Oh my God. You know what? I actually heard her raving about your radio show. While I was spying on her in class, plotting my revenge, I heard her talking about it.
Oh, well, you know, we can stand to lose some fans, honestly, at this point.
We can. Actually, don't say that.
Only Daria.
Only Daria. Are you abroad for the whole year, Razzie?
We don't know yet. Don't put me on the spot like that.
Sorry, I had no idea it was such a touchy subject.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I was just interested because everyone else is leaving me next semester, so you could be
abroad?
A guest star. I
are
will not.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be Jizzy J
in Madrid.
Amanda's not.
Sad.
Jazz.
It's like an 85% yes.
Okay.
90, I'd say.
Will you just call back in when you know and let the listeners know?
Yeah, just be like, hi, I'm Razzie. I came in on as a guest on Bird Watching, and like, I really just need like to pass down the chain that your girl is staying overseas, because honestly, that's where
and
we belong.
I'll be seeing Rachel and Jasmine.
Yes.
Amanda, I will see you when I come visit Boston in January.
And when she comes to visit us in Madrid.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already planning my spring break extravaganza.
Can we all agree
on a song to play next?
Oh yeah. Actually, you take the lead. I'm feeling good.
Me?
Yeah.
You think that I have a good one?
Yeah, you know, like,
okay. Do Ubu, my Ubu UBU by Methyl Ethyl.
Okay. That's what I was thinking as well. So I'm glad we're on the same page.
Oh my God.
Here's Ubu.
Wow, I'm so excited. All right, Raz. I love you.
Okay, I love you guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Of course.
Bye.
You guys are amazing. You guys are amazing hosts. Okay, love you.
Thanks.
Talk soon. Bye.
Enjoy the song.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. She never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Suddenly cruel, but she can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool, and she can't be convicted. She's earned her degree, and the most she will do is throw shadows at you. But she's always a woman to me.
Super random last song, but
no, I needed it to calm the nerves.
Yeah. It felt right.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, well, it's been a lovely power hour in the stew.
In the stew, sweating in the stew.
Trending.
Deep sweats in the stew. Deep sweats. No one would ever want to use this stew again.
No,
we should make that into
unlimited
stickers.
Deep sweats in the stew.
Deep. Hashtag tweet tweet. Hashtag deep sweats.
Hashtag bird watching.
Hashtag species with wings.
- Scott Bank - Libretti.
All right. This is Libretti World Peace.
This is Mandy B.
And this is Jizzy J.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free From Radio. Bird watching.
Tweet tweet.
As always, it's an honor and a privilege to serve you for
and a pleasure.
And most notably a pleasure.
Pleasure.
What's a good song to lead you out? We'll likely just phase it out anyway, but...
Your Soul by Forrest.
Okay.
With two R's. Like Forrest Gump? Is that how you spell Forrest Gump? Two R's?
First.
I found it.
Forrest. I think I'm getting better at rolling my R's. Toodles, Timo.
Toodles. Goodbye.
just play your song and I'll accompany. Always know the greatest things in life are free. So I invest.
Okay, Scott actually has a special request to take us out for this episode because we're going to the Head and the Heart concert this weekend. Oh, so we're going to phase her out. All right. So here's a song. I just want to add that I went to see Steve Lacy and he was absolutely beautiful in every way, including his outfits.
Good.
Perfect.
Tweet, tweet.
We just can't tweet enough tonight.
Could you imagine where our lives would lead? That silly ring, it wasn't meant to be. Luckily, you saw in me something I couldn't see. Did not hit me. Oh.